here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's December the 26th, 2009. The day after Christmas, Boxing Day in the UK, a day when, in old English custom, gifts were given to servants and to tradespeople and to the mailman. It was the setting for Saki's short story Reginald's Christmas Revel, in which the hero goes for a Boxing Day dinner to some friends in the country. There's a boring dinner at which a man dominates the conversation with descriptions of wild game that he's killed. And there are parlor games. There's charades and storytelling and mind reading. The narrator says he has a headache and retires from the scene and walks by the room of one of the other dinner guests, an old lady who had gone to bed early, and he writes a suicide note and puts it on her bedroom door and pops a bag full of air to make a huge explosive sound, and all of the other guests come running and wake up the old lady and search her for bullets. It's the birthday of the poet Juan Felipe Herrera, born in Fowler, California, 1948, the son of migratory farm workers, author of many collections of poetry and several bilingual books for children. Juan Felipe Herrera, who said, "I grew up as a gypsy child. You're under the sky, you're always moving, you don't really worry about having too many things, you just hang out, stay light, in nature. It was beautiful." It's the birthday of novelist Gene Toomer, born in Washington, D.C., 1894. He's best known for his novel Cain. Came out in 1923, marked the beginning of the Harlem literary renaissance. It's the birthday of the poet Thomas Gray, London, 1716, who wrote the poem that begins, "The curfew tolls the knell of parting day, the lowing herd winds slowly o'er the lea. The plowman homeward plods his weary way, and leaves the world to darkness and to me." It's the birthday of the columnist Doris Lilly, born South Pasadena, California, 1926, wrote society columns for the New York Post, the New York Daily Mirror, and wrote a book, How to Marry a Millionaire, 1951. She was believed to be the inspiration for the Truman Capote character Holly Golightly, the heroine of Breakfast at Tiffany's. And it's the birthday of David Sedaris, born near Binghamton, New York, 1956, grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, moved to Chicago, got jobs painting apartments and squirrel-proofing houses and working as a house cleaner. And then in 1992, he read his essay, The Santa Land Diaries, on Morning Edition on National Public Radio. It was hugely popular. Signed a book contract. His books were bestsellers, Barrel Fever, Naked, Me Talk, Pretty One Day. David Sedaris, who said, "I can only write when it's dark, so basically my whole day is spent waiting for it to get dark." His most recent book came out last year, When You Are Engulfed in Flames. Here's a poem for today by Alicia Suskin Ostreicher, The Blessing of the Old Woman, the Tulip, and the Dog. "To be blessed," said the old woman, "is to live and work so hard. God's love washes right through you like milk through a cow." "To be blessed," said the dark red tulip, "is to knock their eyes out with the slug of lust implied by your upended skirt." "To be blessed," said the dog, "is to have a pinch of God inside you, and all the other dogs can smell it." The Blessing of the Old Woman, the Tulip, and the Dog by Alicia Suskin Ostreicher, from The Book of 70, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.